It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Hope you're enjoying the cool weather. We're live in Studio 1A. Jake Perlman is our engineer. He's getting some assistance today from our technical generalismo, Cliff Hargrove. We also have our videographers, Martin Nascimento and Austin Price in the house. So we'll have some cool video of what you're going to hear. Ricky Espinosa is bringing some genuine honky-tonk music to us today, which is great because as far as I'm concerned, we don't get enough of it here. So, right. So Ricky got a new album out called Texas Is My Home.
Yes, sir, I do.
And it just came out, right?
Yes, sir. It just digitally released 2 days ago.
All right.
So the physical release will be November 17th, next Friday.
And that's when you'll be at the ABGB.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to be performing after Christy Hayes. I do love me the ABGB. Great venue, great dancing.
Right.
Bring all your dance friends if you're around.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're here with a steel guitar and a fiddle. So I guess that's the real deal, huh, here in Texas.
That's what I hear.
Well, let's give a listen to it. Ricky Espinosa and his band live in Studio 1A on
yes,
KUTX 98.9.
This song is called Texas Is My Home.
Right down the road up north on I-35 from Austin to Old St. Tom. Made a pit stop at New Braunfels and had ourselves a time drinking Lone Star beers from down to Guadalupe. Then I headed over to Lockhart for some Texas barbecue. And I smelled that food that's on my way. Hey, Texas had a dip fit you up with a hat to match your boots to prepare you for a night of two-step in green. Texas is my home, and it's where I want to be. No matter where I roam, Texas is home sweet home to me. Preparing to get wet, I put on my best suit. I headed down that coast to the beach. Drove to Galveston Island where we danced around barefoot with nothing but my guitar, my woman, and me. I took blue water, hot way on out of Old Surfside and fueled up my car with the buggies. My scuba was ready, so we sailed on through the night, catching fish all the way to Corpus Christi. I said, Texas is my home, and it's where Texas is my home, and it's where I'm born and raised. The distance across state is long. You can't get lost in the backwoods for days. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Burchett. State is long. You can't get lost in the backwoods days. I said the distance across the state is long. You can't get lost in them country roads for days.
Alrighty, Ricky Espinosa live in Studio 1A, the title track to his brand new album, Texas Is My Home. So you're based in Austin. Are you from Austin? Or
I'm from East Texas. Well, South Houston area, I should say, because it's not really technically defined as East Texas. But, yeah, the greater Houston area, Brazoria County. Mm-hmm. I grew up over there. But I've lived in Austin for a good about 15 years now.
Wow.
And been coming here since I was young just because of the music scene and whatnot.
Yeah. So it it's pretty much home then.
Oh yeah, definitely. Hill country of Austin or Texas is my preferred home, but mm-hmm. I do love all of it. Yeah.
So do you go around the state, or you keep pretty much around Central Texas when you guys?
You know, we've ventured off. We recently played out in Viva Big Bend. You know, we try to get as far away as we possibly can. But I'm pretty new to the scene. Yeah, I'm still trying to tackle the hill country scene. You know, mm-hmm. as much as I can. Really, anywhere you got a honky tonk, you're gonna find me wanting to be there. And if you're smart enough, you'll book me there.
Well, you got a song about the white horse. So,
I do have a song about the white horse. You should ask them to book me there.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah,
I'll see what I can
do. People ask me there all the time.
So, you know, you really have that traditional sound, you know, with the steel guitar and the fiddles and the guitar. Mm-hmm. So what do you add to that makes what you do different from a lot of the other folks out there?
Well, I don't play a lot of cover songs. These are all originally mine. I think that we didn't pick too many of the songs to play tonight, but if you listen to the album, you're gonna hear a lot of punk rock influences. I grew up around a lot of Houston rappers, punk rockers from Houston. It was a grimy city at the time I was growing up, still is, I suppose. But a lot of that influenced my music, and I think it doesn't really show. I mean, you get Southern rock, you get a lot of different sounds, swing, and all the country music you hear around, but I think with mine, very few, you're going to get a little more punk rock sounds, maybe almost a little bit of a metal there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being a Texas boy growing up, I'm definitely influenced by Tejano music, Cajun music, and I'd like to cross the line with that, you know, the borderline, the Texas line.
Right, and, Texas, Louisiana. Yeah. So what was it about country music that led you to play what you're doing now as opposed to becoming a punk rocker or a metalhead?
Right. A lot of it because the music caters to dancing. And I like to consider myself a little bit of a romantic with the dirty side. So I like to dance, and I like to dance dirty. Watching all the shows growing up, punk rock and metal and every other thing, you know, there wasn't a lot of that going on. There's not a lot of feedback to the audience. So I definitely love that about it more than anything. But mainly my parents. My parents listened to country music. Mm-hmm. Everybody in my family, it was always there. And I like the singers, you know. I like everything about it. It includes the audience. It gives them something to do rather than just having to sit there and watch. And mm-hmm. I feel like they're not just staring at me. They're being a part of the whole experience.
We're here this afternoon with Ricky Espinosa. He has a brand new release called Texas Is My Home. And you can catch him a week from Friday, November 17th. He'll be at the ABGB over there on West Old Torf. You want to take a moment and just introduce the guys in the band?
Yeah. Over here, and new to the band right now, hopefully we have them around in the future a lot more often. We got on the pedal still Sam Kostler. Great musician, plays in a lot of different bands around town. Behind him over here on the bass, we got one of my favorite bass players of all time, Ben Bradshaw. Yes, we love him. All these guys are just handsome gentlemen with long hair. Another one of them, the drums over here, Christopher Shane, also plays in a lot of bands around town. Great guys. Fiddle over here, Eddie Shreddy Dickerson. Everybody mm-hmm. knows him. Look at that attitude right there. And then on the guitar over here, also new to the band, helps out as much as possible, Killer Cat, Austin Dean Lawrence.
All righty. Yeah. Well, you talked about kind of other influence besides Texas, and I know you do a song on there that refers to Louisiana, kind of that Cajun sound.
Yeah, Downtown NOLA.
Yeah, that kind of is a nice counter to the kind of straight Texas honky-tonk.
Right, right. All of my heroes did that, like George Jones, and I don't hear that as much these days in the Texas artists, you know, so I'm trying to bring it back.
You want to do that one?
Yeah, let's
okay.
do it.
All right. Ricky Espinosa on KUTX 98.9.
Pretty women on my mind. I'm going downtown Ola, Louisiana, where I know the gambling's good. I'm gonna soak up some culture on the French Quarter and feel up on some Cajun food. Ooh, I was heading east to Nola. driving straight across the border, running from Johnny Law. Them rangers couldn't stop me, must have never even saw me. Probably thought I went to Arkansas. Oh, I was heading east to trouble, even more seeing double. With only one thing on my mind, one thing about it, if I live and wanna dance with pretty women, don't you know I'm about to have a good time? I'm going downtown to Louisiana, looking for a place to hide. I was slipping and sliding while drinking and driving with pretty women. Sipping on them hurricanes, eating crawfish and gumbo at the Fedodo, riding that Zydeco train. And I was heading away from trouble, drinking more, seeing double, with only one thing on my mind, something about if I live and want to dance with pretty women, don't you know I'm about to have a good time. I'm going downtown to Louisiana, looking for a place to hide. I was slipping and sliding while drinking and driving with pretty women. I know the gambling's good. I'm gonna soak up some culture on the French Quarter and fill up on some Cajun food. To hide. I was slipping and sliding, drinking and driving with pretty women on my mind. I'm going downtown to Louisiana, where I know the gambling's good. I'm gonna soak up some culture on the French Quarter and fill up on some Cajun food. I'm going downtown to Louisiana, where I'm gonna have a good time. I was slipping and sliding, talking and driving, and honey, you were on my mind. Soak up some culture on the French Quarter and fill up on some Cajun food. Cause you know we're gonna break all the rules, gonna dance a hole in my boots. Hey!
Ricky Espinosa in Downtown NOLA, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And that's another track from Ricky's new album, Texas Is My Home. And you can catch him once again a week from Friday, November 17th. He'll be at the ABGB, and bring your dancing shoes.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
And your dancing partners.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it. Sounded terrific.
Oh, thank you much. Thanks for having us here.
The band's going to stick around and do one more, and we'll have the whole set up on our website probably within about 24 hours at KUTX.org, along with some video, which has come courtesy of Martin Nascimento and Austin Price. Jake Perlman, Cliff Hargrove are engineers. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock, and I've got some tickets to see Amy Mann coming up sometime between now and the top of the hour. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.
All right, this song is called Don't Give a Damn. It's the first track off the soon-to-be-released Texas Is My Home album. So here we go. I spent my later 20s in a honky-tonk somewhere, carousing with them barflies with the halls and thoughts to spare, where the dancing went all night and the women all were fair.
There's no place that I'd rather be that ever can compare. Well, them school kids come and go, and they try hard to fit in. Like the many bands I've grown to love that I have often seen. And with the vagabonds and bartenders, a common theme we share. That music heard both far and wide, so beautiful and rare. Oh, the nights were young, the times were fast, and loving was in the air. And you might find it hard to understand if you were in there. And you might find it hard to understand, cause you weren't here. Many people and her lots of good jokes. And I've drank so many beers and shared lots of good smoke. If a good band left, I tried not to fret, cause the jukebox was always there. And they tried really hard to fill them slots with bands from everywhere. The times were fast, loving was in the air. And you might find it hard to understand if you get there. You might find it hard to understand, cause you weren't here. Every time a traveling troubadour would sing, all the goons, the cools, the biker fools, and the hipsters all would cheer. That bar life filled with smoke and booze just made the perfect pair. And the nights were young and times were fast, loving was in the air. And good folks came to vent their stress, to dance away all the cares. Give you shit for the things that we did in life we've been living here. Over here.